This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse says he's seen some promising signals that Congress will act on additional coronavirus aid for state and local governments. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
For Neguse, it's a case of better late than never. Congressional leaders in the House and Senate are saying aid to local governments is still on the table in the next coronavirus relief package. Neguse says it should have happened sooner.
What was the point of wasting those 2 months? And in the meantime, cities back home in my district and across Colorado are suffering and are experiencing some real economic distress.
The June jobs report reflected a bleak outlook for state and local governments. Only 33,000 public sector jobs were added in June after losing 1.5 million in April and May. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Some airlines are welcoming international flights back through the Denver airport after they stopped months ago due to the pandemic. For the first time in 3 months, Air Canada ran its first nonstop flight from Denver to Canada last week. And spokesperson Emily Williams says Volaris resumed service to Mexico last month.
Airlines made the decision to reduce their routes or cut service when the pandemic began. We certainly saw that with our international carriers. While we're very excited that Air Canada is back operating flights to Canada and Volaris is back operating flights to Mexico, there are still travel restrictions in place.
Flights to Canada are limited to essential travel only. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.